What's up, Vish?
What's up? How's it going? Thank you for having me, Sylvain.
Yeah, it's cool, man. It's been a while, actually.
It's been almost 8 years.
Yeah, ages.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, we knew each other from uni.
Yeah, we used to DJ in the dorms.
Yeah.
In my friend's dorm. Shout out, Luke.
Shout out, Luke. And yeah, so now you're in Paris for a few days and you started your own label.
Yeah, man.
This year?
Yeah, we started our disco actually last year.
Last year?
And yeah, we're in Paris right now, just doing a bit of like press and radio.
Yeah.
So yeah,
it's
we
cool.
Did like a show last night as well. It's pretty chill, but good fun, good vibes.
Yeah, congrats on the label, man.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been going pretty.
Yeah, it's pretty fast, actually. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been seeing like on Facebook, Twitter, or no, but not Twitter, Insta.
Yeah,
you had an article on Vice, no? ID.
Yeah, shout out Vice, thanks for like being interested in what we do.
Yeah, it's cool. Can you explain actually like what you do? Like what is the ID behind Dive Disco and
yeah,
what's the label?
Yeah, for sure. So I guess we set, me and myself and Marzen Almascati, who's my label partner, we started Dive Disco. And we wanted to do a label that kind of gave back to the region that we grew up in. So like we grew up in a place called Bahrain in the Middle East. And like when we were growing up, there was so much music from like France that we love, like Justice, Daft Punk,
yeah.
Ed Banger, and also from the UK, like big dubstep scene as well. But we never really thought about the music that was from our home.
Yeah.
And then like as we got older and we started listening to more like different music, we realized there's actually a lot in the Middle East that's amazing for the dance floor.
Yeah.
So we just wanted to get a label that gave back to where we were from, and not only older kind of digging and older records, but more like new artists as well. And it's not, we don't just release Arabic music, it's like people from everywhere can contribute, but as long as they have a link to the Middle East, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's like art collective as well. Like we work with video directors, photographers, designers, all from the Middle East.
Okay.
So it's like a
so
like
promote
a collective
culture.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. And so you like edit tracks? Like you take old samples from?
Yeah. I mean, like it can be new, it can be old, like pretty much anything. But yeah, we like to do a little edit,
yeah.
Bring it back to life, you know.
Yeah,
I mean they're already amazing tracks, but I think you just give it that extra just,
yeah.
kick and
for the club and
for the club for the Habibis,
yeah. And then people are going crazy and
yeah, it's good to see the reaction, man. I remember the first time we played the edit, it was in where do we play it? We played it in London at a venue called Mix Garage, opening for Awesome Tapes from Africa.
No, it's cool.
And it went off.
Cool. So yeah, we're gonna listen one of your track like you released on
Dive Disco 001.
Yeah.
The first ever Dive Disco release. This one's called Ya Mahmoud, and it's a sample of an Indonesian track called Ya Mahmoud. It's weird because the singer sings in Arabic, but the group is from Indonesia.
Yeah.
And the lyrics are weird. It's like a guy saying, you know, come to me, Mr. Mahmoud. And I don't know if he's talking about his friend or someone else, but it's such a cool track. And we had to do something with it. So yeah, hope you enjoy.
Cool. And you remixed it?
Yeah, Marzen whacked some amazing stuff on there. So hope you enjoy it.
Cool. Let's go.
Yeah.
So that was Yael Mahmoud.
Yael Mahmoud.
Yeah, amazing track, man.
Thank
Congrats.
You, man. Yeah, it's a good one. We got a really good review from Resident Advisor.
Yeah.
Which is, I guess, I don't know how much that means. In
yeah, it means the quite a lot.
I mean, they're good. We respect them a lot, so.
Then the mix is really nice.
Yeah, shout out Mars, shout out JP, if you're listening to this. thank you for making it sound fat.
Yeah, proper fat, like in the studio, it sounds really like really big.
Yeah, man.
And in the club, it sounds good too.
Yeah, it sounds great.
You played it yesterday.
Yeah, I did a little mix with Caribou.
Yeah. A nice blend.
I used to listen to that song with you.
Yeah, true.
I don't know if you remember. We used to play it.
That was a time, ages ago.
It came out even before then. It came out like 2000. And this is Odessa by Caribou.
Odessa.
Dan Snaith.
Yeah, but it was like the big hit.
Oh yeah,
at the time.
It was amazing. It's
on
like,
yeah,
it's still one of my favorite tracks. I think it's so special.
Yeah, Caribou is the amazing guy.
Yeah.
And yeah, last time we did the interview with Amin Metani. Maybe you don't know him, but he's interested in the trance in traditional Arabic music.
Okay,
like
cool.
Nawa.
Yeah. Yeah, like Moroccan.
Moroccan, Nawa. And he's from Tunisia, but he did something on Tambeli, which is the sort of the same.
Cool.
And we talk about the trance, the idea of, getting the transcendence, you know?
Yeah, man. There is definitely a feeling.
The feeling. He talked about the link between the club culture, actually.
Yeah.
Like people, get off their mind or just dance together and forget about.
That's such a good point because I think especially, like, I've seen videos and a lot of our audience especially don't understand Arabic. So for them, it's purely the music.
Yeah.
They come to dance and they're not listening to the lyrics because they don't know the meaning.
Mm.
Well, obviously there are Arabic people at our shows and they understand. But the people from London or wherever, Paris, Dublin, who don't understand Arabic, they're listening just to the music. And you can see it physically, like the shift when they hear a particular track and like they just go crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I think you're so right when you talk about that kind of, I guess, transcendence. And I remember the first time I heard there's a group from Egypt. I think I sent it to you yesterday, Islam Gypsy.
Yeah.
They're so crazy. Like, they're the craziest guys I've ever seen live. There's two drummers and a keyboard player. And it's, you have to watch it. Just go on YouTube if you're listening to this.
Yeah.
Right now, pause this, go on YouTube and search Islam Gypsy Live, because that shit is crazy, sorry.
Yeah, that's cool, it's cool. Yeah, we're going to put the link maybe in the article.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, this sort of, transcendent, people were getting off because of, it's really a repetitive music, actually.
Yeah, for sure. There's actually, Nawa. This next track is definitely in that vibe,
the Crack Boy remix.
You just lose yourself. You find like halfway through, you're like, wow, this is dope.
It's crazy. Like when you go to a club art or a techno party, you don't think of, people doing it like 2,000 years ago.
Yeah.
And actually people were jamming for 12 hours.
Yeah, like all the...
And getting into trance. I mean, it's different. It's obviously, but still, this... movement of letting your body
just
off
loose,
and then
maybe
your mind is a bit off because you've been dancing for 12 hours.
Yeah, so. And there's people like, especially in Bahrain and in the kind of Middle East and North Africa region, like music is actually a very collective thing.
Mm.
So you meet with like all the people in your village or your town and you like sit in a circle and it's like a thing, you play music for hours, you play traditional tracks and it's... actually a pretty interesting story, especially got to do with Bahrain.
Mm.
So one of the things in Bahrain that's really popular is pearl diving. Like the divers, they go into the sea to get pearls. To make like jewelry or whatever. Yeah. I don't know whatever they do, but they have chants that they sing on the boat. And then people when they're going to sea, I think like the women also they sing on the shore of the sea before the fishermen go to the and it's really special, man. It's like deep. Maybe I'll send you some stuff later, but it's really cool. And like, yeah, I think it relates back to that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy how music has such an importance.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
So yeah. We're going to listen to the next track that you chose. It's
Shift Almani, Crackboy Remix, Omar Suleiman. This one's a heater. This one's definitely a heater.
It's a nasty one. Let's go. Dar Disco.
Shout out.
Don't know.
So that was Shift Almani, Omar Suleiman.
Yeah, Shift Almani by Omar Suleiman. It's the Crack Boy remix, I think. Yeah, pretty heavy.
Pretty heavy stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, I wanted to know for your tracks, like sometimes you do edits until you take a vinyl, like a vocal.
Yeah, so we'll take like a stem.
Yeah.
If we have access to the stems, most of the time not. So we just.
It's no. Yeah, gonna record.
Yeah, then it's quite hard, but we will modulate the sample and then add our own kind of pattern on top. I normally like use like 808s, 909, like Roland.
Okay.
And also like kind of acid-y bass.
Bass, yeah.
Marzen does like a majority of the editing and stuff.
Okay.
But obviously we're both drummers, so
yeah.
I'm always emailing him like, I think we need to add this or add that, you know. And he like his mind is amazing. Like he'll just, you tell him something, he'll be like, okay, I got it.
Yeah,
I got it.
But how do you find like all records like that have not been sampled already? Not found.
I just digging, you know,
yeah,
like old fashioned digging.
Yeah.
Like
where do you go?
Like. Record stores or like, you know, with collectors like met Victor
Kizuk as well, yeah, yesterday.
And, yeah, like he's got an incredible collection. People like that, they really open your mind to like new music. Also, I think, you know, it sounds stupid, but the best place to dig is the internet.
Yeah, true.
Because you always have some guy, like some 50-year-old guy in the Middle East who's like uploaded like a song and it has like 1,000 views, and he uploaded it because like it reminds him of his childhood,
yeah.
You know, and nobody knows about it, and you just find it from the YouTube algorithm.
Yeah.
And like, actually, the edit that we're gonna put out next, I found it like that.
Oh,
yeah,
please.
Yeah. I don't want to talk too much about it because we're still in the process of getting the
rights,
the licensing,
okay.
and things like that. But yeah, it's
It's crazy how we can get.
It's gonna be a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. About the Arabic music or club music getting so much more recognition now.
For sure, 100%.
What do you think about this? Like, how can you explain?
I think it's mainly got to do with the fact that listeners are more and more. They're venturing out of their comfort zone. So like people are listening to stuff that they wouldn't normally listen to. And I think like a lot of bigger DJs and selectors are like also playing this kind of music, and that influences other people. And obviously like there's always been great labels. Like Acid Arab, Habibi Funk, of course, good friend of ours.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on, and I think people are realizing that this is a whole new genre, you know, that they haven't really discovered, because I don't know.
Maybe they got tired of
maybe that's
normal club music, like
even
from Detroit, stuff like that, the classic stuff, and then they want to get more.
But maybe that's how I got into like other music. Like I got tired of listening to regular stuff, so then I started listening to like African stuff.
Same.
Then I started listening to like Malaysian stuff, and then from there, from Malaysia, discover Indonesia. Then from Indonesia, you know, go towards Japan, which is a whole world of its own. You know, they have like the most incredible music, and
true.
Then India as well. Recently, I've been rediscovering like more and more Bollywood music.
Yeah, because you're from India.
Yeah, basically. Originally from Mumbai, and Bollywood music. I think in the 70s and 80s. They I gotta admit it, but they copied music from everywhere, but they did it in a way that even if they copied it came across as original because they did it in their own style.
Yeah.
So like there's a cover of there's so many covers that happened in India in Bollywood music. I'm just trying to think off the top of my head. There's an album called Disco Mastana by Sharon Prabhakar, which has like a bunch of different covers, like, you know, Funky Town by Lip Sync. There's like an Indian cover of that, which
cool.
is pretty solid. And yeah, it's just so much like, you know, Boney M?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like really big in India. Like people love him there, yeah. Right. And ABBA. I got like a record in, where did I buy it? In India, I bought it in India. And it's like Salma Aga, she's like amazing singer. And it's all ABBA songs, like 15 ABBA songs, but in Hindi and disco. It's crazy. Wow. Yeah. So yeah, there's cool shit to find.
Yeah, you have
everywhere.
To just,
yeah, just look for
find
it.
Your way and dig.
Yeah.
Yeah, and through the internet is a...
It's a good place.
Place.
Yeah.
You can get lost, but yeah, it's a good place.
2 o'clock in the morning, eating Doritos, naked in your bed, listening to Shift All Money, questioning what's wrong with your life. I'm joking, guys. I've never done that before.
Never. He remembers the uni time.
Yeah.
He wasn't Arabic stuff, but...
Yeah, true. Yeah, we were listening to a lot of dub at uni.
Yeah.
I think that was a big sound, 2010, 2011.
Yeah,
like,
it was still the beginning, sort of.
Yeah, like Benga and
Scream.
And Scream, Roscoe. I really miss that sound.
Yeah.
You know? I think, you know how we were talking earlier about like transcendence? I think that's why people fell in love with dubstep is before like it got bastardized,
yeah.
You know, like before it got so it like started going towards EDM.
Yeah,
but like that deep. Like,
yeah.
Just like, you know, Mala?
Yeah, Mala, true.
Yeah, like that stuff was special.
Yeah,
you know?
It was just in the dark and heavy bass and then
so good. And the patterns as well, like, were actually quite
the
African.
Broken, broken beat and stuff.
A lot of percussion,
yeah.
Like just bass and drums most of the time.
Mm.
And like 90 BPM, or no, like less, 70, I don't know.
7 or 8, yeah.
Yeah.
It was cool.
It was a good time.
Yeah. And Benga played at
Bring Back
Uni.
Bring actually. Back Dubstep. Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
I remember we went together.
Yeah.
Bring back dubstep, please.
Proper. Okay, so we're gonna play the next track.
Yeah.
Saba Samzama.
Yeah, this is Sama's track.
No.
Oh.
No. He's the one you sent me yesterday.
Did I? Oh, yeah, this is Islam Chipsy.
Yeah.
Oh,
this is the one.
This is it. Sorry. Oh my god, I read it wrong.
So just released.
Guys, fasten your seatbelts. Please put on your safety belt.
Take care. So you just released yesterday, no?
Or, yeah. Shout out. Wait, I'm going to take a video for Islam Chipsy. You can play the track.
Let's go. Thank you. Yeah, so that was
Islam Gypsy from Cairo.
Sabah Zamzama.
Yeah.
Okay, you met them?
No, I actually haven't met them, but we've been in touch online.
Okay. So he just tagged them on Instagram.
Yeah.
Live.
But they're one of the best live. I would say I remember watching their videos over and over on YouTube because the live show is just, it's crazy. I don't know how to describe it. It's like visually it's amazing.
Yeah.
And like it's chaos. It's just chaos and you see people like moshing.
Like, oh, yeah. It's really heavy. It's like punk.
Yeah, like hardcore. Yeah,
hardcore
with like tablas.
Fusion, I don't know why.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a great track, man.
So they play, play drums.
Like they play in the square in Cairo, like in the middle of the street, and it's so crazy, man. I love them.
Yeah, this is like acoustic techno, right?
Yeah. Yeah, if you synthesized it, it would be crazy. Like you can play in Berghain.
Yeah, true. And the rhythm, like
It's all syncopated.
Yeah.
Khaled Mander, I think, is the name of the drummer, or one of the drummers. He's amazing. He does all of it live.
Yeah.
Yeah, no samples.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Some heavy stuff.
Yeah, man.
And what's next for Dao Disco?
Oh,
and the next track.
Oh, right. Okay. The next track is actually the first song we ever put out. I guess it's the one that got us recognized in a very small way. It's an edit of a Syrian wedding song.
No.
Yeah, it's a wedding. They play it. She's a wedding performer named Saria Al Sawas. She's like amazing performer. Nice. And the guy who plays keyboard on this track is actually Omar Suleiman's ex keyboard player, Rizan Said, who also plays on the next track. So
crazy. What's his name?
Rizan Said.
Rizan Said.
Yeah, he's amazing. Yeah, this one's by Moving Still as well, who's our first artist. Shout out Jamal, if you're listening in Ireland. This one goes out to you, man.
He's based in
Dublin.
In Dublin,
Yeah, we're actually playing in Dublin on May the 5th. So we're going to go back there. We had a sold out show, our first one there. It's the best gig we've ever played. Pretty amazing.
Dublin is a...
It's crazy, they know how to party. Yeah. The crowd, like nobody's on the phone, like everybody's at the front.
Really into it.
Sweaty, you know, like nobody's trying to look cool. Everyone's
cool. So let's hear this. We'll be right back. Nice one. So that was, how do you pronounce it?
Bas Asma Minni. Bas Asma Minni by Sari Al Sawas, Moving Still Edit. Our first ever release on Dardiscu Records.
Cool. Yeah, it's a really nice one.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much for having me. And yeah, thanks for making me feel welcome in Paris.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm definitely going to come back soon.
Yeah, come whatever you want.
For sure, man.
And yeah, we go to Bristol.
Yeah, man. We definitely actually have a show on Nudes Radio in Bristol. So love for you to come do a guest mix.
Cool.
Yeah, well, next time you're in the UK, let me know and then.
Yeah, true.
Get you on the radio in Bristol as well.
Until now, you're still in Europe.
Yeah, true.
So
yeah,
it's not yeah, that
come,
hard.
Come through, man.
How do you feel about Brexit? feel emotional?
For me, it doesn't really affect me because I'm not British.
Yeah, because you're not British. Yeah.
Personally, I think it's everything's better when you're together.
Yeah. On this heavy speech, my bitch, we're gonna leave you. Yeah, it was cool.
It was a pleasure.
It was your pleasure. He's playing at Rinse FM too.
Yeah, Rinse FM tonight, 9 to 10.
Meloton.
Meloton Radio, 2 to 3 on Monday.
Yeah, he's busy.
Busy boy.
All right, we finish with the High Tension.
Zammer, yeah, High Tension Zammer. Hope you enjoy.
The last pick by Vish.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. Ciao.